Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president says Russia's rush to mobilize hundreds of thousands of recruits to staunch stinging losses is a tacit acknowledgement that its army is not able to fight. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also told CBS he's bracing for more Russian strikes on Ukraine's electrical infrastructure. As the weather gets colder, he says this winter will be very difficult. Although the European Union is now largely off limits to most Russians, with direct flights stopped, an exodus of Russians fleeing military service is dividing European opinion over whether they should be granted safe haven. Officials in the Baltic say the Russians have had plenty of time to protest the war but did not. The partial mobilization is also triggering more protest in Russia. Typhoon Nuru has now blown out of northern Philippines and left at least five rescuers dead, caused floods and power outages and forced officials to suspend classes and government to work in the capital and outlying provinces. The most powerful typhoon to hit the country this year slammed into a province before nightfall Sunday, then weakened as it barreled overnight across the main Luzon region. Thousands of people were moved to emergency shelters, some forcibly, ahead of the storm. North Korea fired a short-range ballistic missile toward its eastern seas, extending a provocative streak in weapons testing. And as a U.S. aircraft carrier visits South Korea for joint military exercises in response to North's growing nuclear threat, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile launched from the western inland town of Taishan flew about 600 kilometers across country on a maximum altitude of 60 kilometers. This is VOA News. The Mexican Army's role in the disappearance of 43 college students and its alleged links to organized crime are now at the center of a case that has shaken the nation. The government's Truth Commission has declared the 2014 episode a state crime. Three members of the military and former federal attorney general have been arrested in that case. Few now believe the government's initial claim, putting all blame on a drug gang and allied local officials for killing the students and burning their bodies. A recent report indicates collaboration between a drug cartel and an officer, and that some of the students' bodies were taken to a local army base. Pope Francis has traveled to southern Italy to close out an Italian church congress that coincided with Italy's national election. Neither Francis nor his host referred to the vote during the open-air mass, though Francis mentioned immigration and Italy's low birth rate in comments after hitting on two campaign issues. Italy's bishops' conference had earlier urged Italians to cast ballots in the eagerly watched election that could bring Italy its first far-right government since World War II. Tesla CEO Elon Musk will spend Monday and Tuesday with lawyers for Twitter answering questions ahead of an October trial that will determine whether he must fork over the $44 billion he agreed to pay for the social platform before attempting to back out of the deal. The deposition planned for Monday, Tuesday, and a possible extension on Wednesday will not be public, and as of Sunday evening, it was not clear whether Musk will appear in person or via video. The trial is set to begin October 17th in Delaware's Chancery Court, and it is scheduled to last at least 5 days. Fiona washed houses into the sea, tore the roofs off others, and knocked out power to the vast majority of two Canadian provinces as it made landfall as a big, powerful post-tropical cyclone on Saturday. Fiona transformed from a hurricane into a post-tropical storm late Friday, but it still had hurricane-strength winds and brought drenching rains and huge waves as it hit Nova Scotia. There was no confirmation of fatalities or injuries. Ocean waves pounded the town of Chenalport, the Bosque on the southern coast of Newfoundland, where entire structures were washed into the sea. Fiona has weakened to tropical strength as it moves across the Gulf of St. Lawrence. And recapping our top story, Ukraine's president says Russia's rush to mobilize hundreds of thousands of recruits to staunch stinging losses is a tacit acknowledgement that its army is not able to fight. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, also told CBS he's bracing for more Russian